Make sure you're subscribed to Issues Etc. Type Issues Etc. in your podcast provider, hit that subscribe button, and leave us a 5-star review. This will make it easier for other podcast listeners to find Issues Etc.
If you appreciate Issues Etc., our 24/7 music and talk stations, and our daily verse-by-verse Bible study, The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, please include a bequest in your will or trust for these worldwide media resources. Bequests aren't subject to federal tax or capital gains taxes. Ensure your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren the opportunity to listen by including a bequest in your will or trust for Issues Etc., Lutheran Public Radio, and The Word of the Lord Endures Forever. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Every week, or as often as we can on a Friday, we play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We take this week's audio, we listen for soundbites, and we bring them forward on Friday so that you can vote for one of them to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Once a year, at the very beginning of the year, we do the same thing, except we take the top vote getters from soundbite of the week of the previous year, this year being 2020. We put them in competition with one another and for your votes for soundbite of the year. It's exactly like soundbite of the week, except the listeners with the best votes during soundbite of the year this year will get recordings of all 10 of our Making the Case conferences. It's a lot of conference audio. You probably will spend months listening to it, but it'll go to the listeners with the best votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the year. These are the top vote getters in the order of the dates that they appeared. Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, The Proper Place of Works and Assurance. Pastor Peter Bender, Some of Martin Luther's Thoughts on the Lord's Supper. Dr. Alveda King, What Will Unite People? And Dr. Joel Bierman, Safety versus Hope in the Pandemic. Now you vote by just picking up the phone and giving us a call live on this Friday, January the 8th. 1-877-623-MY-IE. 877-623-6943. If you vote by phone, you get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, The Proper Place of Works in Assurance.
One of the things that's happened with evangelicalism growing out of Calvinism is this. Because they don't have the sacraments, the means of grace, the baptism for them is a symbol. It's a human work. The Lord's Supper is a memorial meal. It's a human work. God's word is not even efficacious. It's information that we have to act on. That makes the realm of all of God's gracious activity is internal. And so the only place I have, if I'm an, like you say, a classic evangelical, the only place I have to look for assurance is the fruit of my faith and my growth of good works. That's the only place I have. I don't have anything else. I can't look to God's word. I can't look to the sacraments. Those are not sure for me. So I've put so much emphasis, so much seeking for assurance of salvation on my growth and good works, that my whole Christianity has become about that growth of good works. Now, we Lutherans look at that and say, no, look, the chief way that we have the assurance of our salvation is not by our growth and good works, but rather by God's word and by his sacraments. We can be absolutely sure from these things. And then we have, in some ways, kind of like a supplemental assurance from our good works, but it's barely part of it. So we see this overemphasis and we kind of react against it. We say, look, if you're putting all your assurance eggs in the basket of your own good works, you are in dangerous territory. And that's a right critique. But we go too far, a lot of times we go too far, and we lose the ability to preach the way the apostles preached, to teach the way the prophets taught, and to even hear the words that Jesus said when he instructed us to live a new life.
That's soundbite number one for soundbite of the year. Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, The Power and the Proper Place of Works in Assurance. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Here's soundbite number two for your consideration. Pastor Peter Bender, some of Martin Luther's thoughts on the Lord's Supper.
Perishable food is transformed into the body which eats it. This food, however, transforms the person who eats it into what it is in itself. and makes him like itself, spiritual, alive, and eternal. As Christ says, this is the bread from heaven which gives life to the world. If Christ's flesh is eaten, nothing but spirit comes of it. For it is a spiritual flesh and does not let itself be transformed, but transforms the person who eats it and gives him the spirit. This maggot sack, our body, also has the hope of the resurrection of the dead and of the life everlasting. It must also become spiritual and digest and consume everything that is fleshly in it. When the body eats it physically, this food digests the body's flesh and transforms it so that it too becomes spiritual, that is alive and blessed forever. It is as if a wolf devoured a sheep, and the sheep were so powerful a food that it transformed the wolf and turned him into a sheep. So when we eat Christ's flesh physically and spiritually, the food is so powerful that it transforms us into itself, and out of fleshly, sinful, mortal men make spiritual, holy, living men. This we are already, though in a hidden manner in faith and hope. The fact is not yet manifest, but we shall experience it on the last day.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Peter Bender. Some of Martin Luther's thoughts on the Lord's Supper. If you want to vote for that one, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. This is soundbite number three for soundbite of the year. Comes from Dr. Alveda King, answering the question, what will finally unite people?
There's only one religion that acknowledges God's gift of Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so Christianity stands as that beacon to those who want God as Father. I believe that it's going to be Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, and Holy Spirit that will finally heal this racial divide in our lives, in our city, and in the world.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Alveda King. What will unite people? If you'd like to vote for that one on this Friday afternoon, January the 8th, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Well, get ready to vote because we're about to play soundbite number four. And after we play it, we're going to take a break. And that break is a great time to give us a call and vote for any of the four soundbites. 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number four comes from Dr. Joel Bierman talking about safety versus hope in the pandemic.
For a Christian, the attitude we have towards this pandemic is completely different than it is for the rest of the world around us. The rest of the world around us does not live with hope. They don't have an eschatological hope. They aren't looking for Christ's return. They aren't looking for the resurrection. They're not certain of Christ restoring all things. They don't believe that. For them, this life is all they've got. And when this life is done, they're done. And so for them, safety is the highest good. To have my life safe and preserved, what could be better? I would argue for Christians, it should not be that way. For us, safety cannot be the most important thing. For us, the most important thing is receiving God's gifts, walking with Christ, serving those around us. I don't live in fear. I don't live with my life completely invested in this world. There are greater things going on. I want to honor those things by how I live and by the choices I make. So going to worship is part of that witness I give. I can do it in ways that are showing that I'm not trying to be flagrantly flouting the rules, or that I could care less, like this is not real. But there are things that are more important, like being the body of Christ. And in a crisis time, sure, you might have to be away for a while, but it can't become the new normal, like, because that's not how the body of Christ has to function. And so we've got to find ways to think about actually making Sunday morning a full and complete reality for people and putting things back into our services instead of taking them out. Are we just operating out of this abundance of caution like everyone in the world does in their kind of terrified sense of, I don't want to die? Or are we operating in a sense of, this is what's appropriate to show concern for others and to make sure that we're doing our part? But we live knowing that Christ is our center, and that we're going to live our lives around that center and show it by the way we spend our Sundays and the way we function during the week.
That's soundbite number four, Dr. Joel Bierman, safety versus hope in the pandemic. You have heard the four soundbites that are candidates for soundbite of the year. Now it's time for you to do your part and vote for one of them. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Will it be soundbite number one, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on the proper place of works in assurance? Soundbite number two, Pastor Peter Bender, some of Martin Luther's thoughts on the Lord's Supper? Soundbite number three, Dr. Alveda King, what will unite people? Or soundbite number four, Dr. Joel Bierman, safety versus hope in the pandemic? 1-877-623-MYIE. 877-623-6943. What are the particular comforts of Lutheran theology and practice? Find out in my column in the latest Issues Etc. journal. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Peter Slayton writes about growing up in a Christianity that was more about him and what he was doing, and finding in the Lutheran Confession a Christianity that focused on Jesus. The free online Issues Etc. journal, issuesetc.org.
This fallen creation is bested by tornado, hurricane, flood, pandemic, and more. LCMS Disaster Response helps our congregations, their pastors, and other church workers to reach out to their members and neighbors with mercy which flows from Christ's altar. We offer quality volunteer training, help for congregational readiness and response, and disaster grant funding. To learn more, visit lcms.org/disaster. That's lcms.org/disaster.
Your comprehensive source for information, teaching, and truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Is your school or homeschool ready to take the next step in teaching students with learning challenges? We can help. The Simply Classical curriculum, voted number one for special learners, is available from Memoria Press for students with autism, learning disabilities, or Down syndrome. We provide everything you need for a full year. Use promo code LPR21 at simplyclassical.com. Simplyclassical.com.
Lutheran Talk.
We have an ecumenical responsibility to hold forth the scriptures and to bear witness to grace alone, faith alone, Christ alone.
Lutheran Music.
Listen anytime, anywhere in 2020 with the Lutheran Public Radio mobile app. Download for iPhone, Android, and Kindle at issuesetc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
We are spending the rest of today's program playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. I'm Todd Wilkin. As we begin a new calendar year, be sure to enroll your loved ones who are serving in the armed forces in the Ministry by Mail program. Military members receive a welcome packet with spiritual resources, including portals of prayer. Learn more at lcms.org/armed forces. Ministry by Mail is a program of the LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces, lcms.org/armed forces. 1-877-623-6943 is our call-in number for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. 1-877-623-6943. Let's go first to New York, where Lisa is listening. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, I'm shocked. I thought I was just going to push a button. It's a pleasure to talk to you, sir.
Which one are you voting for?
Number two. I have lived Pastor Wolfmuller's number one for 35 years. I go to church every Sunday for communion. I adore the liturgy. I am so grateful God has led me out of all of that. So my vote, sir, is for number two.
All right. Thank you very much, Lisa, and thanks for listening in New York. A vote for Pastor Peter Bender, some of Martin Luther's thoughts on the Lord's Supper. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Let's see what Buddy in Massachusetts has to say. Hi, Buddy.
I'm voting for number three, Dr. Alveda King. I know her through the work of Father Frank Pavone and a group called Priests for Life. So I guess you know where my church is. I hear you guys through Amazon Echo Dot. If I mentioned her real name, she might respond. Just thought you might want to know.
All right, Buddy, thank you very much, and thanks for listening. Great organization, Priests for Life and Father Frank Pavone. 1-877-623-6943. Dennis is listening in O'Fallon, Illinois. Hi, Dennis.
Hello, I'm voting for number four. The reason is that we should never fear going to church. God didn't create a Sabbath day that would harm us. Christ didn't institute the Lord's Supper to harm us. Baptism will not harm us. Hearing the word of God will not harm us. We all need to go to church every Sunday or get back to going to church every Sunday.
Thank you very much, Dennis, and thanks for listening in Illinois. 1-877-623-6943. Mark in Albuquerque, New Mexico says, I cast my vote for number four, Dr. Joel Bierman, Safety versus Hope in the Pandemic. While all nominees are excellent, as a soundbite of the year 2020, I think Dr. Bierman's remarks are the winner. As a reminder of the hope we always have in Christ, he is both timely, addressing the current fears and call for safety in particular, and timeless in his reminder. There are often crises out that draw our individual focus to what is current. At times, we face large events like a terrorist attack, a contentious election, or a pandemic that focuses a nation or even the world. Often, we include Christian sojourners on safety. We ought not disregard reasonable safety measures as we serve our neighbors and seek the welfare of the city where we live in Jeremiah 29:7. But our worldview, as those born from above, should not look not away from it, but beyond it, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Dr. Bierman's comments are a helpful reminder of where we should be focusing now and always. Mark, thanks for listening in New Mexico. Angela listens in Canada. It's a tough decision, but I'm going to vote for soundbite number four, safety versus hope in the pandemic. The world tells us that we should live in fear and love safety more than anything else. But as Christians, we should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Dr. Bierman reminds us that we can love our neighbor in the midst of the pandemic while still putting our trust and hope in Christ. Jesus' death and resurrection are where we find our only true hope. Our lives and actions should reflect this. Angela, thanks for listening in Canada. Timothy listens in Wisconsin. Hi, Timothy.
Yeah, hi. I'm a new listener.
Which one are you voting for and why?
Well, I'm become a big fan of Brian Wolf, Miller, but as much as I'm going to go with number four. I love the not living in fear, Dr. Bierman. But all the best to the others. And, man, I just love Brian Wolf. I've been binging on his stuff here. It's been a great help to me because going through a separation right now of not my choice. And there's been a lot of comforting stuff throughout the broadcast. So thank you for that.
Well, Timothy, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Wisconsin. We like to get Brian Wolfmiller before our listeners as often as we possibly can. Michelle listens in San Antonio, Texas. I cast my vote for Dr. Joel Bierman, Safety versus Hope in the Pandemic, as soundbite of the year. Dr. Bierman made a very good summary of the unprecedented past year and how, as Christians, we need not fear in this life. Being a follower of Jesus was the sole thing that comforted me during the trying months of 2020. God, peace be with you all. Carrie listens in Salmon, Ohio. Pastor Wolf Miller, he shows where our trust lies as redeemed children of God. Thanks for listening in Idaho. Michelle listens in Tacoma, Washington. I vote for soundbite number three, Dr. Alveda King. What will unite people? There is no greater truth that to love our neighbor as ourselves is the only way to conquer racism. Thus, we absolutely need Christ Jesus, because it's only through faith in Christ and in the power of the Holy Spirit that we can see this love conquer this terrible hate. Michelle, thanks for listening in Washington. Emily listens in Minnesota. I was going to vote for soundbite number two, maggot sack, enough said. But then soundbite number four played, and immediately my brain went, oh yeah, this one. You got to vote for this one. So my final vote is for soundbite number four. Jennifer is voting for soundbite number one, Pastor Wolf Miller. He has such a great message in such a short time. I've sent and played this soundbite to some friends this week. So comforting. Yeah, thank you for sharing it as well. Jen listens in Nairobi, Kenya. Jen says, as always, it's a difficult choice, but I'm going to vote for Pastor Wolf Miller and his comments about where our assurance as Lutherans is. It is so easy to get caught up in works righteousness because it surrounds us. Frequent reminders from faithful pastors that our assurance rests solely in Christ is much appreciated. Jen, thanks for listening in Kenya. In Clinton, Tennessee, Eric says, Pastor Wolf Miller, he says so much in such a short snippet. The most profound truth of what it is to live the Christian life. I only wish I could find the program this clip was taken from. Early in the year, but I can't remember which one. Linnea says, I vote for Dr. Bierman. He got it so right to remind us that as Christians, our reaction should be different to the pandemic. Our pastor this past Sunday actually quoted Dr. Bierman in his sermon to encourage all of our members to come back and worship in person. In Russellville, Arkansas, Rick says, this is the third time this week I've heard this soundbite, and I still want to hear it again. Dr. Bierman proclaims the certain hope that we have in Christ, the resurrection on the last day. Let us rejoice in Christ's gift and serve our neighbor no matter what the circumstances might be, for to live is Christ and to die is gain. I vote for soundbite number four, Dr. Joel Bierman. Beth listens in North Dakota. Beth says, number one, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, falling into the trap of thinking good works will get us closer to God and heaven is so dangerous. We cannot climb our way to heaven by earning points. Pastor Wolfmiller reminds us that there is only one way to eternal life, and that is through him and in him. Beth, thanks for listening in North Dakota. In Florida, Ray is voting for, well, let's see, all very good sound bites. And because of what is happening in our country, I'm tempted to vote for Dr. King's soundbite. However, I'm casting my vote for Pastor Peter Bender's clip. Because true unity will not come in this age, but only when Jesus Christ comes again. So any reminder that the Lord's Supper bonds us to him because he is so powerful, he consumes us. I will take that message to heart and pick it every time. Steve listens in Port Washington, Wisconsin. With the year in question being 2020, I'll have to narrow my choices down to number three by Dr. Alveda King and number four by Dr. Joel Bierman. With the anger and divide that we have seen this past year, Dr. King's message needs to be heard by the entire country so we know where to look for unity. Dr. Bierman's message is a reminder to me how I, as a child of God, should live during these times of unrest and pandemic and where to look for comfort and hope. This message directs me to God's word as my guide to how to live through 2020 and 2021 and beyond. For this reason, I will vote for soundbite number four, Dr. Joel Bierman. Looking forward to a great LPR year. Peggy listens in North Carolina. Wow, how incredibly difficult to choose. I agree with Dr. King that only the power and work of our triune God can unite people together. Pastor Wolf Miller is a walking testimony to that very power and work of God with such a profound recovery from his COVID symptoms to be so spot on about the proper place of works in our blessed assurance of salvation. I share his recovery from mainstream evangelicalism that sadly lost sight of this proper place of our works. We are all blessed with Pastor Bender's consistent ability to articulate so much wonderful theology packed into just a few sentences. However, I have to vote for Pastor Bierman's safety versus hope in the pandemic. He completely explained from a pastoral perspective that sentiment that I have held throughout the pandemic's upheaval in our lives, but could not possibly articulate so well. I am one congregant that longs to return to the divine service without masks and, more importantly, with the common cup. It was completely removed, not even provided as an option in our church. I have and will do what must be done for the sake of my neighbors, but I'm not willing to accept this as the new normal. Thanks so much for providing such incredible programming where truth is spoken and love yet boldly proclaimed. Peggy, thanks for listening in North Carolina. Mary says, all four are superb words of truth. Because this contest is about soundbite of the year 2020, I choose Joel Bierman's words of truth about As Christians, we live differently in the pandemic than those who believe this life is all there is. He nailed it. In St. Louis, Nathan says, number four, Bierman, timely and relevant, particularly appreciate the body of Christ reference and implications that the preservation thereof is even of greater importance than the preservation of our mortal lives, combined with the realistic fact that we can preserve that body in its physical form, that is, gather for worship and receive the gifts of the divine service, while still taking measures to preserve our mortal bodies, spacing in church, masks, and other measures, etc., but not prioritizing this temporal preservation. Joseph says, I had a hard time deciding between Pastor Wolf Miller and Pastor Bender, as both sound bites were so fantastic. I do have to lean to Pastor Bender's soundbite, not because he is my pastor, but because the focus of the transformation of us in the Lord's Supper to be that of Christ. I do love Pastor Wolf Miller's soundbite as well, because he points out to us that we should not rely on our works, because they will eventually fail us, and points us to Christ's works. I know it isn't always possible to put things more fully during these interviews, but I would have loved to have heard him say that Christ's work have been imputed to us through our baptism. I'm not sure if he said that during the interview or not, as I missed listening to it. Again, both pastors are fantastic, and I wish both would receive Soundbite of the Year. Just think that Pastor Bender edged Pastor Wolf Miller ever so slightly. With how uncertain the world is, it is nice to receive the comfort of such good doctrine on a daily basis, especially with the hymn studies. Tiffany listens in Fulda, Minnesota. Tiffany says, I'm voting for Soundbite number one, Pastor Wolf Miller. He puts into good theological terms why Lutherans don't rely on works for salvation when evangelicalism does, and gives me a response to my evangelical friends questioning me. He does still acknowledge that good works are a supplemental assurance of faith, and calls preaching to not lose its similarity to how the apostles and prophets did so. Thanks for listening in Minnesota, Tiffany. Will says, my favorite soundbite, while all are marvelous, is soundbite number four, Dr. Bierman, highlighting the unique calling and challenge for the church and for us Christians in the pandemic-filled 2020, and until Jesus returned to make all things new, to receive the gifts of God in the divine service and to serve our neighbors. For us, not mere survival, but living a full life of real humanity in Christ and inviting all to share in that life are always the highest goals. Will, thank you very much. Amy listens in Noblesville, Indiana. She says, my vote is for soundbite number four, Dr. Joel Bierman. I remember listening to this episode and saying, yes, yes, thank you, Dr. Bierman. Best argument I heard all year regarding how our churches should be handling the pandemic with no sugarcoating. As Christians, we must choose to learn, lean on Christ, and block out the world and its fears. The Lord is our one true hope and nothing else. Unfortunately, a lot of us have witnessed our congregations folding into what the media is saying, and even when our local government has not imposed the egregious mandates for our churches, they have continued to take away so much of the fellowship and worship that we need so desperately in this life. Amy, thanks for listening there in Indiana. Oh, on a side note, she says, thank you, Pastor Wilkin, Pastor Whedon, and all the Issues Etc. staff. Your work is to be commended, and we pray for you daily. Alan St. Louis says, soundbite number two, Pastor Bender's soundbite reminds us that Holy Communion is incredible and it's in powerful stuff. Try doing it in an unworthy manner and judgment will be upon you. One should respect it in a manner similar to the respect demanded of the Ark of the Covenant in the Old Testament. Well, I completely agree with you. That's a great analogy. Thank you very much, Al. Gordon in Austin, Texas says, I voted for Pastor Bender's soundbite as a Reformed guy on the Wittenberg Trail. It blew my mind. Wow, he says. Jan listens in Monticello, Illinois. Jan says, I put all four sound bites into a Word document because all of them make a strong reflection of my past year. It was very difficult to pick one, but my choice this year is Dr. Bierman. Dr. Bierman gave me the focus to remember how my Christian attitude should be a daily epiphany to me. The Cambridge Dictionary explains the word epiphany as a moment when you suddenly feel that you understand or suddenly become conscious of something that is very important to you. Because of God's love for the world, this world has been given the greatest gift ever, Jesus Christ, our risen and eternal Savior. The most important consciousness that we have as His children. given to each Christian by name in his sacrament of holy baptism. Is this easy to do each day? No. But with the help of our God, we can put our desire into actions by our faith in Jesus Christ, not around the fear of the pandemic. As Christ as our center, our manner of life in this pandemic should reflect Philippians 2:27. Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ. May our daily prayers ask for such strength. Well, according to your many votes, the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year in the year 2020 is soundbite number 4, Dr. Joel Bierman, Safety versus Hope in the Pandemic.
For a Christian, the attitude we have towards this pandemic is completely different than it is for the rest of the world around us. The rest of the world around us does not live with hope. They don't have an eschatological hope. They aren't looking for Christ's return. They aren't looking for the resurrection. They're not certain of Christ restoring all things. They don't believe that. For them, this life is all they've got. And when this life is done, they're done. And so for them, safety is the highest good. To have my life safe and preserved, what could be better? I would argue for Christians, it should not be that way. For us, safety cannot be the most important thing. For us, the most important thing is receiving God's gifts, walking with Christ, serving those around us. I don't live in fear. I don't live with my life completely invested in this world. There are greater things going on. I want to honor those things by how I live and by the choices I make. So going to worship is part of that witness I give. I can do it in ways that are showing that I'm not trying to be flagrantly flouting the rules, or that I could care less, like this is not real. But there are things that are more important, like being the body of Christ. And in a crisis time, sure, you might have to be away for a while, but it can't become the new normal, like, because that's not how the body of Christ has to function. And so we've got to find ways to think about actually making Sunday morning a full and complete reality for people, and putting things back into our services instead of taking them out. Are we just operating out of this abundance of caution like everyone in the world does in their kind of terrified sense of, I don't want to die? Or are we operating in a sense of, this is what's appropriate to show concern for others and to make sure that we're doing our part? But we live knowing that Christ is our center, and that we're going to live our lives around that center and show it by the way we spend our Sundays and the way we function during the week.
That's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year for 2020. Dr. Joel Bierman, Safety versus Hope in the Pandemic. Lisa in New York, Nathan in St. Louis, and Amy in Noblesville, Indiana. Send your mailing address to us, talkback@issuesetc.org. You will all three get all 10 recordings of the Making the Case conferences. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Year. Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by Luther Academy. Luther Academy serves Lutheran pastors and lay people to the ends of the earth. Learn more about this worldwide mission outreach at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll discuss critical theory with Dr. Adam Francisco. We'll study the Epiphany hymn, The Only Son from Heaven, with Pastor Will Whedon, and Dr. Stephen Parks returns for our series, Responding to Roman Catholic Proof Texts. We cannot live in fear. Look, the pandemic is a fearful prospect. The COVID virus is a fearful prospect. But we live in a world full of fearful prospects. I'm going to jump into my truck in a few minutes, and I'm going to drive the 35 miles home, and it's one of the most dangerous things I do every day. The risk is unbelievable. The fact that I make it home, a gift of God, a miracle. I don't drive down that road in fear. I do stay in my lane. I pay attention. I stay awake. But I don't drive in fear. Now, think about that. If such a simple event like driving home your evening or morning commute doesn't strike fear in your heart, and you say to yourself, God will protect me, you pray before you leave, you pray as you go, you thank him when you get there that he brought you safely there. It's the same thing with the pandemic. It's a fearful prospect. It's risky. There's no doubt about it. But we have a God who has promised us a life that the pandemic cannot extinguish, that a virus cannot end. And however our last day comes, he's promised us an imperishable life in his Son, Jesus Christ, the crucified and risen Savior. Remember that when you get in your car or when you go out into the pandemic. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
Have you considered homeschooling your children, but wondered if you have the time or the expertise? If you live in the St. Louis Metro East, check out St. Paul Lutheran School in Hamel, Illinois. We offer a classical Lutheran education for children pre-kindergarten through eighth grade. St. Paul Lutheran School is located just off of Interstate 55 in Hamel. Learn more at school.stpaulhamel.org. St. Paul Lutheran School in Hamel, Illinois. school.stpaulhamel.org.